Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Independent research has shown that listings with seller's coverage, whether it's free or paid, those listings usually go quicker and at a higher price versus a listing that doesn't have one.
Best Ever listeners, wouldn't it be nice to have a $2 million pre-approval line of credit? Just think about that. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be nice? How would that help you get more deals done? Because when you submit a pre-approval line of credit with your offer on a fix and flip house, do you think it's going to stand out more? I think so. And our friends at Fund That Flip, you know Fund That Flip, Matt Rodak, he's been on the show before many times. He's a friend of mine. He's also the owner of Fund That Flip and they're a sponsor of today's episode. What they're doing is they're giving a $2 million pre-approval line of credit, up to $2 million pre-approval line of credit for qualified buyers. And my gosh, in this competitive buying market, sellers prefer to sell to buyers who have a high likelihood of closing, right? Makes sense. Well, use this pre-approval line of credit from Fund That Flip, and that will signal to the seller that you're the real deal, and you'll be able to close quickly. It's free. All you gotta do is go to fundthatflip.com. You've gotta qualify that you have prior experience and there's a process, but it's free and you need to go to fundthatflip.com to get the pre-approval line of credit, because this is a way that's gonna help your short-term rehab loan happen, because you're going to get the deal for the property where you need the short-term rehab loan. Go to fundthatflip.com and get that pre-approval line of credit for up to $2 million. Best Ever listeners, hello. How you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluffy stuff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. We've spoken to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Jay Papasan, the author of The One Thing with Gary Keller, and many other best ever guests who are real estate investors and professionals who are related to the real estate industry. And with us today, we have the latter. We have a professional who is closely connected to the real estate industry, actually directly connected to the real estate industry. How you doing, Shay Tor?
I'm great, Joe. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well, my friend, and the best ever listeners, in case you're wondering what I was referring to, well, let me tell you. Shay is the regional representative for Home Warranty of America, which basically he's responsible for insuring homes, plumbing, electrical, and heating systems, appliances, you know, AC, furnace, those items. And he's going to talk to us about what we need to know as it relates to warranties on those items, because there are some surprising things that you're going to need to pay attention to, and I'm going to need to pay attention to whenever he's talking about this. He has 10 years of experience in sales and marketing. He's based in Phoenix, Arizona, and you can say hi to him at his company's website, hwa.com. And he works, as I said, with these items, and he works with local realtors and providing their clients with some of these service plans. So with that being said, Shay, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on?
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you for the opportunity. It's certainly a pleasure to be on your show this afternoon. A little bit about my background. I've done 10 years of sales and marketing in that field. I come from the advertising world, have done print ad sales, you know, for years and years and years. And I've done home warranty sales for the last couple of years now, came across this opportunity, and it's been a great ride, you know, just having meet with realtors in my area here, just in the greater Phoenix area. And it's been amazing, especially with the market the way it is right now. It is a very hot market, Joe. The forecast, anyway, is supposed to be the best year for real estate since the crash from a decade ago. So I'm very excited. Our company is doing really well. And of course, the top agents, the top producers out there, as some of your best listeners know, this market, it's really picking up. And then so what I do is I work with realtors and offer them, you know, the level of service that they look for in a home warranty company as far as sales and marketing goes, but also being able to provide them with the support in the event that, you know, a claim gets denied and they think that the claim should be approved. That's when I step in as well.
Okay. So you are compensated based on how much home warranty coverage you sell, basically, right?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you are selling home warranty coverage. That's how you make a living. And you've been doing this for how long?
The last 2 years.
Okay, been doing it for the last 2 years. So your focus is on getting home warranty coverage for anybody who has a home, but you also work with investors and realtors, and that's what we want to kind of hone in on today, for plumbing, electrical, and appliances, AC, furnaces, and water heaters. Those are the main categories?
Absolutely, yes. That is correct.
Okay. As a real estate investor, what should we know about the home warranty process? Regardless if we go with you or someone else, how should we be educated? What should we know about it?
I think every house should have a home warranty during a sale, but obviously on the investment side, the fixer-uppers, the flips, those when you buy a house and you're fixing it up, you may not necessarily want a policy on there just because, you know, the house is already, it may already be in a subpar condition, so you're going to tear it up and redo it. But once you put it back in the market, the great value that we offer, whether it's my company or one of my competitors, is most of us offer free seller's coverage. And what that is free home warranty for a property while it's on the market. Covers basic issues related to plumbing, electrical, appliances. With our company, Home Warranty of America, if you want coverage for the AC and heating system during that listing process, that's available for a charge of $60 payable at close of escrow. And if for some reason the listing doesn't close and there's no claim filed with us during that listing period, then we just waive that $60 fee. So you're never really on the hook for having that coverage with us. And the reason we or anyone else offers that kind of coverage is, for us, it's a marketing tool to get our foot in the door on that property with the hope that free policy converts to a paid policy when it closes escrow. We see a high enough conversion that we're able to accept that risk. We do limit our exposure. We have a cap of $1,500. That's the most in claims that we'll pay out during that listing period. And any issues related to rust or corrosion are not covered by our policy either.
That's good stuff. I imagine that most fix and – well, I don't know. I'm guessing now. I'm speculating. But I haven't spoken to any fix and flippers about this. But if I was fixing and flipping my first property, I wouldn't think to have a home warranty coverage, especially if it's free and being offered, because that's really a no-brainer. Because as you said, I thank you so much for getting into your business model too, because so often, you know, people are like, well, and you get a free coverage, and then we're waiting for how they benefit, how that helps their business. But you answered the question before I asked it, because you said the free warranties you've seen go into paid policies once they get sold. I'm just curious, how does that transfer from a free to a paid? Because if I'm the seller and I've got the warranty, then the buyer, can they just adopt it? Is there a grandfather clause, or how does that work?
So the buyer would choose the different plans that we offer in the market that we're in, and we offer coverage in all 50 states. So in Phoenix, we offer two different plans. We have like a basic plan and a more comprehensive plan. The buyer just chooses which plan that they go with, and then we'll convert the policy. We'll change the policy over from the sellers to the buyer. and then we'll have a close of escrow date, which will be the transfer date when the policy takes effect for that new person as well. And then from there, you know, it's just a standard policy that we have. You know, we have a cap of $15,000 in claims that will pay out during that period. You know, any issues that the buyer may come across, you can give us a call. We will file a claim, get a guy out there, take a look at the issue. And as long as it's an issue that's covered by a policy, we'll take care of it.
That makes sense. And just so it's clear in my mind, because what I'm asking is the communication or some sort of correspondence from if I'm selling a property and then some random person comes and buys it, how does your company bridge that gap? How do you communicate? Is there an email or do you send them a direct mail and say, we noticed that you just closed on a property that we already have a coverage on? Like, what type of follow-up do you have to convert the free, because that's one stranger, to a paid with another stranger? Like, how do you bridge that gap tactically?
Usually the real estate agent or the escrow officer at the title company let us know of the change in status when the deal closes, because at least here in the Arizona market, home warranty is on the contract. So when the contract is executed, title usually wants a copy of the home warranty invoice, and that's how we get paid as well. So then they'll demand an invoice from the realtor. At that point, the realtor will contact me directly and ask for a home warranty invoice to be sent over to title, or the real estate agent will do the order themselves, because they're well trained on how to do it on our website.
The real estate agent can order the home warranty for the buyer?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Huh, interesting. And then that just is included into the closing costs?
Correct. Yeah, that is correct, yes. And you can roll into the mortgage loan, or you can pay it out of pocket, or however the deal is executed.
Interesting. Okay. I'm sure best ever listeners who buy single family homes every week are like, dude, Joe, you should know this. But I don't know this. I've only purchased 4 homes. My focus has been on apartment buildings. This is interesting to me.
And we offer coverage for apartment buildings as well.
There you go. What's something surprising that you've come across in the home warranty business?
Oh my God! Yeah, everything every day, because you know it's a world of exclusions and limitations, and I cannot stress that enough to my clients. Yes, we never cover everything, and I never say that, but we do offer enough coverage that it justifies an investment of $500 to $600 during that first year of home ownership, just because you never know what you're going to walk into. You never know how long that AC's been there, or that water heater, or the fridge, dishwasher, whatnot, or how well it's been taken care of. Because some people, you know, they're very religious as far as providing the regular maintenance and tune-ups for the AC unit. And whereas other people, you know, they just have those appliances and don't take care of it at all. And obviously, if you take care of your systems and units, those things will last longer versus a unit or system that isn't taken care of. And, you know, and then that's where we come into play. And usually with us, if a policy's been around for a while and the unit hasn't been taken care of, then we have an issue during the claim process, because we expect our homeowners to at least provide some kind of regular maintenance checkup on the systems that they do own.
Mm-hmm. When you say it's the home warranty business is a world of exclusions and limitations, what's one specific thing that would be surprising that is excluded in the home warranty?
What's excluded? That's a really good question. It could be a number of things. One example that I've come across in my line of work is, for example, the compressor within the AC unit. If the compressor at some point was changed during the course of its lifetime and it's not compatible with the unit that it's in right now, we don't really offer coverage for that. And, you know, most homeowners don't really find out about that until the compressor goes bad, at which point we send our service technician out there, and then they tell us that this compressor was never good to begin with. It was compatible, at which point we unfortunately have to inform the homeowner that because of that status, that issue is not covered by a home warranty policy. And that's when you have, you know, a homeowner getting upset and griping about, you know, how home warranty companies don't pay out on claims. Our policies are very clear. In most instances, it's very black and white. You know, there are a number of things that we cover in that and what we don't cover. It's all laid out in our brochures, you know, our exclusion limitations, which most people don't read, unfortunately. And that's just, you know, the way things are in our world today is we expect things to be covered, and sometimes that may not be the case.
And what's one other example?
another example, I would say more of a limitation is Freon, because as you know, Freon is being phased out due to legislation that Congress passed a number of years back. So by 2020, Freon cannot be used anymore, so you have to convert to another form of refrigerant. So as we approach that date towards 2020, the price of Freon is going to skyrocket. And with us, we have a cap of $10 per pound that we'll pay to replace that particular refrigerant in the AC unit. So what we try to do is if an AC unit goes out and we have to replace it, we'll try to put in a unit that utilizes a refrigerant that is R410A, which is more environmental friendly. That's something a lot of folks out there should be aware of as we approach that target date of 2020.
So if you have a property that uses Freon by 2020, what do you need to do?
You're going to have to, hopefully the AC doesn't go out, or if it's low on Freon, you're going to have to convert to a system that uses the R410A refrigerant.
When you say that by 2020 you can't have Freon anymore, does that mean that it's just not covered anymore and the price is going to skyrocket and eventually it's going to be phased out?
That's where we're turning right now, yeah, because Congress ultimately wants us to no longer use Freon.
And is that across the board on at all home warranty companies?
That is correct, yes.
Interesting. All right. Well, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors as it relates to your experience in the home warranty business?
Get our seller's coverage, whether it's through us, through our company, or through one of our competitors, because it's the best that you can do. Independent research has shown that listings with seller's coverage, whether it's free or paid, those listings usually go quicker and at a higher price versus a listing that doesn't have one. So if those policies are available to you free of charge, why not take advantage of it? Not only that, you can also market the house as coming with a home warranty. Whether the house actually does or not, comes down to the negotiation process, because if you have a house listed at $299 and the offer comes in at $284, you're going to negotiate yourself a deal where at $289, that house may or may not come with a home warranty. Whereas if it's sold at full price, the full asking offer price of $299, I mean, if I'm a seller and I have a buyer that's paying full price, I'll give them a $500 policy all day long. I mean, that's just how my mindset works. Mm-hmm. But if they're willing to negotiate, then you can negotiate home warranty in or out of the deal. Whereas during that marketing phase of trying to get the buyer, you always market the house that's coming with that policy. It's already protected, it's already covered, giving potential buyers that added value, that peace of mind of protection that the house comes with.
Awesome. So you can use it as a negotiating tool, and that can help you close a listing faster.
Exactly. That is correct, Joe.
Great stuff. I am learning a lot, and we are delivering on our promise of sharing some things that I suspect a lot of the best ever listeners haven't come across. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Of course.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at FIG.us. That's FIG.us. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to FIG.us. Best ever book you've read.
My best ever book I read is probably the one I'm reading right now, Original by Adam Grant. Great. The New York Times bestseller right now.
Awesome. Okay. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
Probably a few years ago when I had my second daughter, which wasn't really planned, and obviously that turned my world upside down a little bit, and I was able to adjust to life, in situations where I wasn't really planning on it, and that, allowed me to be who I am today, being able to overcome certain obstacles and challenges that I wasn't, didn't see coming.
Best ever way you like to give back?
Just being generous to everyone whenever I'm given the opportunity. We take things for granted in our everyday life, the running water that we have, because when you look at other people in other parts of the world, what we have today is certainly, you know, we live a very luxurious life compared to those out there. So whenever given the opportunity, you know, whether it's to a charity or just a person on the street, you know, if they're in an unfortunate situation, you just try to help them out instead of just looking down at them.
What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in business?
Oh, biggest mistake I've made. A few, I guess. One that would come to mind is not taking advantage of an opportunity that was presented to me a couple of years ago.
What was it?
Investing in a startup company.
And why didn't you do it?
I just didn't believe in it.
What's gone on since then?
My buddy and his friends have taken the company to a whole new level as far as their business practice have grown.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Would be my email. It'd be chey.tor@hwahomewarranty.com or my cell 602-570-4784.
Chey, this has been so informative. Thank you for being on the show and sharing your expertise in the home warranty business with the best ever listeners and myself, talking about how it is a world of exclusions and limitations. As you mentioned, if you have a compressor within the AC unit that was changed, then there's no coverage. If you are using Freon, then after 2020, there's no coverage. You better go get something that is compatible with the R410A. And then the thing that I think every real estate agent and fix and flipper should pay close attention to is getting the seller's coverage. It's free because people in your business have noticed that converts to a paid warranty once it's purchased. And you can use that as a negotiating tool, saying that the house comes with a home warranty. Thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Hope you have best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure there. Thank you, Joe.
If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at fig.us. That's FIG.us. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to fig.us.